Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hi, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and other Vons, Nacho Flavor and Cool Ranch. And these are our furry little fox folk friends. We all use the he/him pronouns, and today our Vons and they are hanging out, really. Well, I guess one of us is very busy making stuff for the eventual landing of the Ark, spoilers. And the other is exploring the Ark's, getting to know it a little better, and visiting with the people, I think. Is that accurate? Oh, we'll find out soon enough.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is just, you know, doing her part, keeping people safe, training stuff probably, and yeah, just getting on with this ending arc, the ending arcs.
I'm Kelly. I play Welty Taylor, the halfling wizard. She is, who is currently melded with Sidroa, the goo creature. Together, they are known as Weldra. They use any pronouns. Welty uses she, her, and I use they, them. And Welty has just had the most mortifying shopping experience of her life and is reconsidering all of her choices about friendship.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, we were really unhelpful anyway.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student slash pilot. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're just hanging out. We're vibing. Dunno.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast listen to as well. And also, always feel free to email us at letters@primaryattribute.com or send us a rat on our website, too. Let us know what you think, how we're doing, or just praise us and pat us on the head, because that's always good. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. It's real fast, because last time, the only thing we did was we visited Brimstone with Weldroa, so that Weldroa could order the construct armor and choose options, and we were all extremely unhelpful.
Kind of like hanging out at the men's warehouse while your friend buys a tuxedo.
It really did have that vibe. Like, genuinely, for real. Yeah.
And then you're like wondering, maybe I need a cummerbund.
I edited that episode, and yeah, there was a lot of discussion of chicken legs that
never happened, I don't think.
No, like,
I don't
because think,
I
because
don't think they went for the chicken.
Because Welty just did not want to look like a box on chicken legs. And I mean, most of the rest of us didn't understand that personal choice, but you know, we tried to be supportive anyway.
Just, you can make a really good missile boat with that plan. Two LRM-20s, either side, still lightweight, it moves. Just saying, chicken legs, they're great.
Yeah, they run fast.
Yeah. But we don't need to recap all that now. All right. So, Welty, you put in your order with Brimstone. Mm-hmm. It was smooth and good and definitely a coherent set of objectives to write down and figure out that is being built. And there's not too much left before we get to the Ark's Landing as far as things individual people wanted to do. Grix, do you feel ready to talk to the Greater Ark's Council about landing, or would you like to save that for some more prep? Because I should have warned you ahead of time. I have a different thing we can do this session, but I know it's one of the few things we have left to do.
I think I've done a lot of, you know, rallying support, and when I talked to you, already seemed fairly on board, so...
Do we need to let any of the people we know on the ground know about these plans?
Only if we're planning on squishing them.
The only thing I can think that the only thing that I've thought of is we might want to have the Jenkies build a different teleportation circle that's not like hidden randomly in the tunnels because possibly like some of the tunnels will like collapse with the with the landing.
Probably good to have secondary evacuation points too, right?
Yeah, or like even if they don't want to do that, if we built a teleportation circle to second base.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As far as the circle, those do take a while. I guess the question would be, the Dinkins would be very curious about where you'd put it, because they like the fact that it is not publicly known or easily accessible right now, but they understand your concerns. So where would you be thinking of putting this?
The definitions of public knowledge and access are about to change dramatically anyway.
I think we should put it in the brewery.
All right.
I mean, maybe somewhere public? Like, yeah. Like, truly public?
Yeah,
like,
but it would increase foot traffic.
Yeah, but the Jenkies don't want people to, like, be able to just go there whenever they want.
Okay.
Yeah, and they aren't equipped to take on a ton of people.
I mean, we could sell tickets this way.
Sure.
Witt's thinking, let's be helpful to the people of the Arcs, and we're all thinking,
I mean, I guess people could teleport to the Jinkies base and then go immediately from there to second base, and that's not too bad.
Yeah, or we could just flow-wise. Build the circle directly to second base and, like...
Solve it that way. Yeah.
Solve it that way.
Okay.
And, like, most of the people building second base were part of, like, the Arcs.
Yeah.
Previously, anyway, so...
And it's way more able to some extent, to be built out, because... They've had more time and focus on actively building it out as much as they can. So, okay. Who wants to go talk to second base about this?
Guess Vaughn's.
Yeah, I think Jesse.
Nacho flavored.
I think Jesse would be down for that.
All right.
I mean, other Vaughn's probably too. Has other Vaughn's even seen second base?
Yes.
Nacho Vaughn's has not seen second base.
No?
No. Cool Ranch did.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we thinking is second base?
The one second that Jaspar and Mitt are running the show.
Yeah.
I thought Nacho Vaughn's, like, made them do that.
Nacho Vaughn's told them to do it, and then they went away. And Nacho Vaughn's, I don't think, ever actually went to...
Well, he is a terrible boss.
Yeah.
But he's not a micromanager.
No. He's a microbe manager.
That's pretty good. That was a good one.
It's pretty good.
Grix and or Steamboat, you want to come?
This is Grix. I should stay up here and keep an eye on things and help coordinate. But yeah, I Steamboat and would be happy to go.
All right.
Cool.
Did you like how I did the two voices there?
Yes.
It was great. It was quality acting.
Yes.
Hell yeah. And then Meldra, are you in, or do you want to?
I think I'll stick with Grix, and ostensibly help, but
make some checklists.
Are you in your mech yet?
No.
Wait. When does the mech arrive?
It takes a little while to get built.
Ah,
custom job, you know. Doesn't just roll off the lot. They're also busy expanding it to make a goo monster fit inside.
Goo creature.
Ha ha. I'm hosted by my own petard. But yes, to make a good creature fit inside and be able to operate it. So, takes a second. But they called in the brain trust.
Have you decided what kind of paint job it's getting?
Pearlescent white, from what I remember.
Oh, right. That's right. You did specifically decide that, yeah.
It will work great for stealth checks, by which I mean I've already assessed a penalty. Along with being a giant mech, which is really the bigger problem. All right. Jesse, OG Vaughn's, Steamboat, you all head on out to go to second base. One of you make a wisdom check to navigate yourselves through the tunnels safely, because it's been long enough that things are slowly going. Maybe the things that murder us are not going to walk through here today, and I can start setting up shop.
Jesse got a 28 on a prime.
All right. You all navigate on down through the maintenance tunnels, going from organized pipes and conduits to... a just lovely smelling couple of sewer levels, and then on down a little bit deeper into where this place is stored, although you did unlock a lift, which makes at least a chunk of this much easier. And you head on down and get safely to the circle. The only hazard you run into that Jesse spots immediately is a gelatinous cube that is scooting its way through one of the tunnels, just being a good citizen and cleaning off the lichen and the moss and literally any object that is in its path.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the dim lighting, you manage to not walk directly into it, saving yourselves, and can easily outpace it. You go around, and you make your way through the circle to the Jinkies' base.
Hello, Jinkies.
Hello, says Professor Jenkins.
Hey, how's life?
Well, it's a busy time. We're still working on the cure for the corruption, and it's going relatively well.
Well, that answers my question.
Yes, your grad students and employees would like to thank you for your meticulous oversight and advice.
You're welcome.
I'll pass that on. How are things up on the arcs besides, well, landing?
I mean, it's mostly landing.
Well, I guess, how is the landing preparations going?
Pretty okay, I probably, yeah. We're, you know, getting closer to being ready. We're gonna, I think, like, help out with some of the shield work here in a week or so, maybe.
That's good. I imagine it is hazardous.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're here to make a teleportation circle from second base to the arcs, so that if, like, your guys' teleportation circle, like, gets fucked in the landing, that we can, you know, have some way to get back down, get well, not down at that point, like, over to you guys.
That seems like a good idea. I imagine you, well, did you bring the supplies you need?
What supplies do we need?
I think technically it's 100G of gold thread, but I've had it be a mixture of metals. Grix, if you would like, given that it sounds like you guys are going to let people in on this plan at least somewhat, because now it's going to second base instead of the Jinkies, so you can put it more accessible. You can make an intelligence check to try to find the supplies among the city's stock.
If I could do that, I would.
Yeah. You can also theoretically keep things secret. This government is not unused to doing that.
I have enough gold. I would like to just pay for that.
Okay. You pay for that. It is.
Oh, you said 100 G's meaning gold, not 100 G meaning 100 grand of gold.
No.
Not 100. Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's 100 gold.
Got it.
It's slightly more because it's permanent, and there are two of them.
I was scared that I was going to get caught for embezzling 100,000 gold pieces from the city.
No. No embezzlement accidental otherwise will be allowed.
No. I took
100 gold is easy. We can do that.
Yeah. I took 200 gold out of my... I just don't want to, like, it's fine.
Yeah. All right.
I have lots of money right now.
We flash back to you going through the market halls and going to various jewelers and metal workers and then being confused about why you're buying exactly so much of this stuff. And you're like, it's cool. It's fine. So, yes, you have the supplies.
Hey, don't worry about it.
I feel like we've heard some guy say that a lot whenever he buys weird stuff from us.
Oh, Vons is busy thinking about how he could potentially afford 100 gold if he puts, like, one teleportation circle directly above the other, like, facing each other, so that you could create that infinite fall effect and basically use this as an amusement ride in his brewery. Just, like, sneak a slide in there eventually. Or he could just do the infinite slide thing and, like, the Penny Arcade style comic where...
Yeah.
Yeah. Portal at the top of the slide, portal at the bottom of the slide.
Living the dream.
Just, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, charge like 2 gold per person, and yeah, that'd make some money.
Or we get the arcs right over the other portal, and we face them down, so you can just like fall infinitely.
Well, that just sounds outside. Like torture.
Depending on who you are.
I imagine the people that would be into it would be really into it.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe it would work out. You know, specialty product. But all right, you have the supplies.
Great.
You were wished good luck by Professor Jenkins, who also says, and pass my regards on to Wealthy the next time you see her. And you head on through the portal to second base.
Who's going to cast this? Because there's a spell.
You realize this right before going to the portal to second base.
Well, I feel like Jesse would have thought of this before.
Probably.
Because at this point, she's facilitated several teleportation circles being created and probably...
Make a token wisdom check to not just accidentally space on this.
Great. It's a 21 on a prime.
All right. You didn't roll a 1. Congratulations. Do you remember? You have a couple people that could do this. Got a, you know, Scarello. And then at least a couple of the Jinkies can do it.
I'll I'll ask the Jenkies to help.
Professor Jenkins volunteers to go with you.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, I've missed field work.
And you're going to like need to go like back up to the Arcs to like do the one in the brewery, yeah?
That's true, but...
Well, we'll use the other one. It's easy now that we have two. Or now that we have one already.
I will just wear a cowl or hood if I decide I don't want to be recognized. It would be awkward after leaving so suddenly.
Is there a concern for you being recognized?
Well, I mean, he did disappear from the college under mysterious circumstances and didn't tell anyone where he was going or what he was doing and then never came back.
Just say a wizard did it.
I mean, he is a wizard.
Yeah.
It might work.
They'll believe you. And it's true. If they do a fact check or like a, you know, discern truth spell or something, it's true. A wizard did do it. You're a wizard and you did it.
That's a surprisingly viable line of defense. So perhaps I will just do that. It would be interesting to see what happened.
I mean, surely you want some more of your stuff from the Arcs, like, you know, right?
World's okayest professor mug.
There is at least one painting I would like to reclaim, so yes.
Oh?
Of myself and my late husband.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
I should get a painting done of my family.
I do recommend them.
Maybe after we land, you know, like, don't want it to get messed up between now and then.
Depends on how messed up the family gets between now and then.
They're not going to get messed up because they're in the valley. And it would really be better if we did it before the Arcs went away or, you know, became a mountain again, went to the ground. Because I might die in the middle of that. Maybe I'll just get a painting done of me. So my family can just have a painting of just me. Oh, it should be of the whole family.
Perhaps you can do it in the valley. I'm sure that would be quite picturesque.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay, cool.
The artist realizes all of their color balancing is wrong because they've been working in dim lighting this entire career. Remix all my paints, oh no. All right. You head on out to second base, now with someone who can cast a spell in tow.
Yay.
All right.
Hello, good sirs and madam. What a pleasant surprise.
Oh, hey, Mitt. How's it going?
Good, good. We're digging out floor 5.
Oh, amazing. I'm so impressed.
X is quite productive when they want to be, which is most of the time.
Sweet.
Bonds, make a wisdom check.
Okay.
Uh-oh. How do
I... Whee! Ooh, that's a good one. So Vons rolled a 16, adding level of 11 to the 27. Yes.
All right. You notice that Mitt seems more confident. He also seems to not have directly acknowledged you yet.
Well, Mitt's spent a lot more time on second base than Vons has, in every sense of all of those words.
Yeah, pretty much. But what does Vons do about it, if anything? This is your minion.
But how do I put this? Vons' rule over his minions is entirely accidental. He's just ignorant to their plight, as opposed to, like, enjoying his dominance.
So he wouldn't think to reassert.
Yeah, no. Okay. No, he's just happy Mitt seems confident and happy. Like, yeah, it's worked out pretty well down here. That's cool. Look at this neat thing I did.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not above taking credit for it. That's...
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But he's just going to, like, wait for everybody else to notice how cool he is.
Gonna be waiting a long time.
Yeah, he's not going to out loud take credit for it.
Yeah.
That would be gauche.
Yeah. I forget. Did Steamboat Willie have his nickname when he last visited? Or was he still just a Grix?
When I visited?
We established Steamboat Willie's nickname, I think, while we were still out on the boat.
Okay. I believe Steamboat came along with Cole Vons when y'all originally came out here to check on how things were going when you were heading back up at one point.
I think so, yes, because Jesse wanted to take them out through the, because we didn't have the teleportation circle from the Jenkies to second base yet. We were taking the material to second base to make the teleportation circle. And Jesse wanted to take the two alternate reality people to get them out of everybody else's hair for the who was working on the cure.
Yeah.
And that's when Green met Cool Vons.
And discovered something might be amiss in her relationship.
And discovered, oh, what is happening?
Maybe
every
I was
relationship
settling?
With every Vons is amiss. It's
rude.
It's, well, you know, they really need to figure themselves out.
And one of them knows that. The other one is it's never yeah. registered. The thing yep. might want to do.
Yeah, well, that's what makes him cool. Like, he's got that little bit of self-awareness.
Yeah. Yes, hello again, Mr. Willy.
Or awareness.
Yeah. Hey, it's good. Good to see you down here.
I like your fancy harness backpack thing.
Thank you. Thank you. It pops out its wings.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does it have a propulsion system?
I mean, I can slingshot myself with this thing, and I'm gonna accidentally shoot off the can thing and like yank myself across the room.
Make a dexterity check. Or an intelligence check, which you're allowed to do because of driving.
Yeah, like intelligence. Ooh, that's pretty good. 26.
All right. You've definitely avoided accidentally activating the scythes as you shoot down this hallway.
Oh, I haven't deployed the thing. I just shot the canister.
Okay.
And so just like, you know, yoinked myself across the room.
Well, you do a neat acrobatic twist.
To not slap into the wall.
And manage to land feet first onto the wall and drop down. Like you totally meant to do that. As long as no one caught your expression right at the start, which yeah. most people did not. Oh, wonderful. That looks hard to control, but extremely effective.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Haven't actually got to try it out yet, for real, but...
You could go with one of our patrols.
Patrols? Okay, sure. I'll go with a patrol. Where are we patrolling?
General area, scouting around, see where the corruption is relative to here, making sure it's still safe, and eventually trying to figure out a place to put third base. Which I've been reassured there's a good place to go to.
I think third base is my favorite base, actually. Everybody likes third base, man. That's just a uh-huh. tip from an old married lady. And then she winks.
At the camera.
And having never heard of baseball, a lot of people just give her a bit of a blank stare.
Yeah.
What are you all staring at? This metaphor has been cleanly established previously. Despite the lack of based ball. As, I don't know, Steamboat muttered out loud or something. Or the other cooler Vaughn said last time he was here.
Yeah, he'd be aware of baseball.
Yes. But all right, so I believe you were said here for new teleportation circle?
Yeah, we're gonna make the teleportation circle from here to the brewery because that's like the easiest place that's like private and stuff.
How many people are you imagining will come through this? Is this gonna be one of the evacuation points, if there are any?
Yeah, potentially all of them.
I mean,
although hopefully not.
I don't know that we were like specifically planning that. Like, I think it was just because we're worried that the teleportation circle and to the Jenkies in the tunnels will get like fucked up in the landing, maybe.
It's just like any evacuation
land on
point.
Yeah.
You just prepare for the worst.
Also, if we need to like send people around or like, you know, once we land, if we need to like get people further away to like scout or go get reinforcements or something.
Yeah, it might not be evacuees who are coming through here. It might be even maybe after we land or whatever. It could be whatever our defense forces wind up looking like.
Or like, you know, just to actually like make it easier to like get between the places that we know about being populated.
Or like, it could just be like loads of equipment and supplies.
A lot of options.
Yeah, I mean, like, having easy ways to, like, get between places is a good idea, you know? Because there's only going to be, like, so many ways to get... Like, overland is really dangerous because of the shadow corruption.
Oh, we're well aware.
I mean, you just like, I just realized, like, I'm trying to, like, use your facial expressions as a judge of what's,
Does Mitt have facial expressions?
Yes, but not to the extent that all y'all do, with the exception of Valdra.
How about eyebrows? Really, does Mitt have eyebrows?
He does. I'm pretty sure he does. I'm pretty sure we drew him on there. Just one's constantly quirked.
One's a little shorter than the other.
Yeah. Well, I think I have just the place. We can put you in one of the larger, securable rooms, just in case something comes through that isn't planned.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Blast with light.
Well, we don't have that technology up and running yet, but we can at least make it so there's a space for many people to stand with weapons directly in front of the teleportation exit.
I don't know if it counts as technology. Maybe we could send some other people here who do know how to do that. Hey, maybe you all could trade for a minute? Like, reinforce each other's shit?
I mean, I think they're already probably on that.
Yes, it's simply that the light room took years of work by multiple very capable wizards.
And it all gets used up in one shot.
It would just take time.
Mm.
It's doable, but not within a short amount of time. Well, all right. So we'll head down to, let's do floor 5. We've been building something there that I think will be appropriate.
Oh, cool. We'll go to floor 5.
All right. Head on down to floor 5.
Whee!
Steamboat Willie, make an intelligence check.
Okay. Mid 20.
All right. First off, what are elevators doing in your fantasy world? Second off,
we've had elevators.
I know. This is mostly a dig at people that gave the Adventure Zone shit for having elevators.
Oh.
Which is apparently a thing.
I mean, dumb waiters existed for a long time.
Yeah. More importantly, though, the intelligence check is mostly about how it works, which is...
they prefer to be called undereducated servers, Adam.
Do they? They don't know.
Wait staff? I don't know. There's something there.
Didn't think this is how we'd get canceled, but you know, maybe I should do it.
The service industry rises up against us.
Yes. All right. But the main thing is that this elevator does not work like any you've seen, but it also does not work like the hand-cranked ones on the arcs. Apparently, they've been putting that stone to good use and have a rather impressive and slightly complicated series of counterbalances going. Requires a couple different large levers to be flipped, but then you go to the right floor. You also figure out immediately, because you are being clever, exactly how to operate this, because it's not exactly a flying thing, but close enough. So your driving skills transfer over. So you can now operate the complicated elevator whenever you want. Congratulations. Okay.
It's like a train that goes up and down.
I mean, they do call them cars.
Mm-hmm. Now I want someone to do the pilot class, but for trains. It would make no sense, and it would be excellent. All right, so you head on down to the 5th floor. You are taken to a pretty sizable room. You can get a lot of supplies through here. Pretty big doors, but doors that are designed to use magical stone shape to seal shut. But they're also, like, you know, 10 feet wide, 10 feet tall, so you can fit pretty much anything you'll need to through here. And there is also an observation room above it, where it looks like some guards would be able to be posted up. And Mitt shows you in and says, we can build it on this little platform we were building. It seemed appropriate for the space, but we can put a ramp leading up to it, and it should fit well.
What were you building the platform for?
It just felt right.
Oh.
You know, put something important there. Observe it. I don't really know.
Were you dump it if it didn't work? Like, is it a safety precaution? Or just a platform, just a looking platform?
Just a looking platform, someplace to put something higher. Mostly for large experiments, I think was the idea.
Oh.
Have a safety sheet of, it's diamond. Thank you to the Jinkies for helping out with that.
Oh, fancy.
It is oddly one of the simpler transmutations, assuming you do not need it to be jewelry grade. But yes.
Yeah, it's just like a,
interesting.
Molecule shapes. Sure.
We were trying to figure out if there would be, with this transportation circle, not that I'm saying the arcs will fall to the shadow corruption, but it's not impossible. Do you know any way we could signal that you're coming through?
You want like a doorbell or something? Maybe we toss something through?
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Like, we, unless it's like an emergency and we're like fleeing for our lives, we'll never just come through immediately. We'll always like toss in a predefined signal, like a flag. Like, you know, when they're playing football and like somebody does a penalty and they throw out a flag on the field. So we'll throw
a... Is there a spell? I'm thinking illusion of some kind. Is there a spell that we're like, kind of like how you can cast light on a coin and have it just always glow? Is there a similar thing that would allow a thing to like always make a sound or be spoken through, like throw voice kind of a thing?
Probably. A lot of things exist.
Vons is inventing the walkie-talkie the hard way. Or intercom, or whatever.
Yeah, you probably. I mean, just throw something through. Throw a rock with a light spell on it through.
Because, I mean, we could communicate how many people, how long this thing's gonna go, like, if it's an emergency or not.
This would mostly be if we see it activating without this, we know to scramble the guards into the room.
Are the things directional? Sorry, that didn't help. Are the portals directional when they're created? Like, if we open up the portal from the arcs, can somebody walk through from here to the arcs?
They are continually active, I believe, unless we key them off of something, which if you want them to be generally usable, is probably not the best idea.
And second base goes both ways.
Also that.
Okay.
So, if we want it to be generally usable, then we shouldn't key it to anything, which means if you step on one side, you end up on the other, and there's apparently a mild safety hazard about stepping on it exactly at the same time, but from what I...
Do you get a Jeff Goldblum the fly situation?
A what?
A Jeff Goldblum the fly situation.
I don't think I know the...
God, do none of you watch movies? Ugh.
what kind of movies?
There's this sexy guy who likes to take off his shirt a lot, and he likes to be in kind of weird sci-fi movies, science fiction.
Oh, like the founding actor of the Triassic Playland?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh!
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, I like that one. Oh, yeah, and I like that guy. Yeah, no, I know who you mean. I'm not, like, great at the plot of that one, but I liked that guy.
Oh, there's not much plot.
Of Triassic Playland?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of plot there. I thought you meant a fly.
Oh, no. No, I don't think I've seen that one. Or played that one.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll throw something through so you know it's us. So, you know, keep some defenses up.
Yes. Sounds like a good balance. And yes, well, you brought Professor Jenkins, so I assume that he's the one building the portal. And, well, then you have to get back, but you have a couple ways to do that. All right. Do you need anything besides presumably food and maybe assistance?
I mean, we brought the thread. I assume Jenkins would have told us if we didn't have everything we needed.
Oh, yes. I just meant if you meant needed other things for some reason. I don't know. Being polite, being a good host.
I can't think of anything. Hey, I was like wondering, we'll draw a... You know, we went with them to get like a construct built for their that'll, you know, work better than just being in a suit of armor. And we went to Brimstone for it. Do you know Brimstone? Because Brimstone knows X.
Oh, yes. One who did some repairs on X a while back after a mining accident.
Yeah, so, anyway, Brimstone, I think, like, basically says hi,
Oh, wonderful. Please relay hi back to them.
Oh, sure. If I see them, again, I will. Him? I don't remember.
Impossible.
Can you please remind us of the pronouns of the lava, cooled lava person that we met?
I think Brimstone was using him, but probably he, they.
Okay. Yeah, so they like mentioned that like they don't actually know like who built a bunch of the constructs like around on the arcs. Do you know who built those? Because I'm just curious.
No, actually, we all sort of just found ourselves out in the world.
Like before the arcs was like.
Oh, linked. Within the arcs.
Oh, huh.
And all relatively recently, actually.
Like how recently?
within the last 10-15 years. Ursula's the old of us. She would know the best.
Huh.
Huh.
Has anyone ever like asked you questions about like a turtle in the desert or anything?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he saw that acting.
No, he was down here.
I think he was in that acting.
Oh, he was.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Roy Beatty.
Mm.
Oh, yes, from the acting. So, mm-hmm. I suppose, yes.
I just, like, was, you know, thinking about that. Do you ever, like, are there, like, more of you coming, like, being created and just, like, finding yourselves in the world? Like, is whoever's, like, building, you know, constructs, like, still active?
You know, I don't know. And that's actually very disorienting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry to mess with your sense of, you know, reality.
Huh.
No, it's concerning, but it's a good thing to know to be concerned about, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, yeah, totally. Sorry. I'm always curious about, you know, people and hopefully.
Yeah, like... she is. I don't understand why. It's just, never mind.
Because people are like really interesting.
It is not surprising that you don't, good sir.
You know, you don't have to call him good sir. Like, you clearly don't work for him.
But I am a good sir.
You're really not.
I sir all over the place. I'm great at it.
You certainly do. Things all over the place. The bonds. Okay, I can do that. the politeness okay. is a very difficult habit to break.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I mean, like, do whatever feels comfortable, I guess, for you. But I'm just saying, like, you're clearly in charge here and he's clearly not. So I just think you do you, man.
That seems like a good idea. And a certainly refreshing change of pace.
Happy to help.
How is the brewery doing?
Lucky's, you know, making it work with the limited ingredients that are available.
Still a brewery, but only just. It's kind of become a headquarters of sorts.
Yeah.
And people are really slamming them back, and they don't have time to make the good stuff, just the quick stuff.
Yeah. You ever have a really cheap Pilsner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all Bud Light down there.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad Lucky is making it work. Wish I could offer some assistance, but I am busy here. Oh, well.
I named Bud Light after my skinny friend.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I get it.
That's why my nose is all right now.
But yes. All right. So I will, well, unless you have any other questions, I will let you all get to it.
No, I don't think so.
No. I think that while Professor Jenkins does his thing, unless he needs help, I think that Jesse would probably, like, you know, kind of look around and see what's going on. And
all right, you do a meander.
Yeah. Cool.
Steamboat Willie and Nacho Cheese Vons, I assume you both join.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A meander is had. So this place has gotten significantly larger and more organized since you were last here. Although larger does not necessarily mean developed. A lot of spaces have been carved out into large imaginative rectangular prisms of various sizes. With hallways connecting them, but not everything's had a designated place yet. That said, the painted lines on the floors and walls guiding you to where things are new and handy.
Oh, cool.
Yes, lots of things are very clearly labeled. Slight artistic flourish on some of the lettering. And yeah, there's more people here than last time. It looks like some more people, probably from the Narrows. And you would guess maybe a couple people from Harper's Fleet based on... just kind of, you know, clothing, dialect, etc. Along with, it looks like there may have been a slow draw of a couple more people from the arcs over time. Getting set up, they're doing patrols. There is a, you know, command headquarters room with a very large map that is, one, immaculately drawn, and two, keeps being expanded. And it looks like they've noted the cities and towns they found, and... really good, you know, mapping of all the terrain and patrol routes and things like that. And last sightings of various shadow corrupted patrols.
Uh-huh. Dang. Yeah, Vons feels a large amount of unearned pride.
Okay.
Hi, Vons. Says Jaspar as he comes up.
What up? Yeah, you guys are doing great here.
You look like you're feeling a large amount of unearned pride.
Oh, you could tell?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
So you...
This place is coming together.
It's due to a lot of hard work by a lot of people.
Yep. Yep. Just nods.
Jesse and Steamboat make wisdom checks.
That's 25 on a prime for Jesse.
Oh, bad. No, nothing. 12. 13.
All right. So, Jesse, from Jaspar's glance, you get a... So is this fucking guy just not changing or what? This fucking guy, am I right?
No, sorry. Wait, what? I'm missing the... Who's thinking...
Jaspar is communicating this via pained look.
About Vons.
About Vons.
Got it.
Yes.
Caught up.
Yeah. Jesse, Jesse gives, a little shrug back. Just like, what are you going to do, man?
Jaspar looks 2% more morose than usual.
Vons has been making a lot of glue, you know, for, preserving people's stuff while we land.
Is it easily soluble?
Vons?
That's actually a good question, Ian. Is it soluble? I think it basically becomes almost mineral.
Vons, make a wisdom check.
Okay.
Finding my dice. There we are.
And so that's going to come out to 22.
Sadly fitting with, I think, the fact that it's been mentioned once before and not in service of the bit. You have thought about this. You haven't made any of the solvent, but you're pretty sure you made one that works. It worked in small tests. Yeah. It probably won't strip the finish off of the things it's applied to.
At least probably does no more damage than the glue did in the first place.
Oh, good. My priceless base survived landing only to have all of the paint destroyed. So, yes, you have a solvent.
Hmm. Well, in theory, or have I actually produced and it's functional and safe?
You know it's functional.
Have I tested it?
You've tested it, but not a lot on... You haven't done a lot of materials testing, so you're not sure exactly how stuff reacts. You have a big test this on an inconspicuous area warning on the bottle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, good job on having that ready.
Yeah, despite himself, Vons has been pretty useful in all this.
Just going to glue the whole arc back together.
I mean, you only need the glue to last for the landing, and then it's fine. What happens to the glue when it stays there a long time? Does it just hold? Continue working? Yeah, it's the foam that automatically disintegrates over time, right?
Yeah, the foam can be broken down either by hand or when exposed to certain things.
Mm.
Water and fire destroy it really fast. But yeah. All right.
Sweet. All right. Well, let's get building this thing.
Yep. All right.
Well, that's a good idea for airbags of a sort. Like those Demolition Man style. Mm-hmm. Wait, was it Demolition Man?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. We have talked about that. Mm-hmm. And I still can't remember which movie it is off the top of my head at any point that I try to pull it out in.
It was Speed Racer.
Speed Demolition Racer? Man. Hadn't actually seen that one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we were thinking about something different.
Demolition Man. How they have the airbags that are made of,
the whole car just fills with foam.
Yeah.
That seems safe and not suffocating.
Does Speed Racer have the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, Speed Racer might do the same thing. I don't know.
Speed Racer blows up balloons on the outside of the car so that they bounce.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, it's a very fun movie.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I think it was directed by the Wachowskis.
That'll usually do it. But all right. You guys go. You stay overnight. There's a mess hall. The food's okay. The steamboat, the circle will probably be finished before you're needed for a patrol, at least. None of them that would really get back in time. You could go take your stuff out for a test spin, though. As long as you're subtle about it.
Do we have any invisibility potions?
I mean, I do.
No, just go real fast.
Jenkins can cast invisibility on you.
Yeah, I'll just go real fast.
Oh, cool.
Jenkins cast invisibility on you. Just in case you understand.
All right.
Jesse also is... Can Jesse also get an invisibility? I don't think Jesse wants people going out on their own.
All right. Yep. You get an invisibility cast on you and original recipe Vons. If you wish to do that, you can as well.
Sure.
All right. Three invisible pals head on out.
Do, 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 do.
You're handily built into the side of not really a mountain, a very large rocky outcrop hill thing. There's a waterfall. It's neat. But you can scramble on up and get some good height. see above a lot of the trees. And this is a pretty good space to jump off and fly around if you want. As long as you don't hit any of the trees.
Yeah. No cliffhangers this episode.
You could roll badly. We'll see.
Go do some speed runs, speed trials.
What does look like when you take flight?
Did you say we're built up on a thing a little bit?
You can climb up to the top of a...
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that to get an initial thing so I don't have to slingshot it first. And then I'll jump off and deploy and...
All right. Do you do a running leap off the side and kind of dive, or do you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, make a drive check to successfully navigate through these wonderful woods.
24.
Okay. You go, you take that flying leap, you get to really test this thing out in a non-highwind environment, which is a nice change. And you manage to get through the forest pretty well. It's extremely dense, like canopy at this point, but you manage to stay above it. You figure out some tricks to kind of, you know, tuck in the glider and untuck it after you're through narrow spots without losing too much height. And you can even test out the boost once or twice and give yourself, write this down somewhere, you get one free reroll on a drive check at some point in the future.
Ooh.
Because you had a nice little shakedown cruise.
Sweet. I am almost certainly not going to remember that, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. The other two of you. That probably looked cool as hell, but you couldn't see anything because he's invisible.
I think Jesse was just going to go up like halfway up the side and just keep a lookout for essentially like shadow corruption and like movement around.
All right. Make a wisdom check.
Just so that someone's, you know, keeping an eye. I got a 31 on a prime.
You spot moving very stealthily through the woods. One of the patrols returning. This is like in the, it's, you know, sunrise-ish. And they're coming back in. But you were highly trained and they didn't take you by surprise. But they got closer than most people do. So they're doing pretty good. But you don't see any threats. OG Vons, what are you doing while you're up here?
That's a good question. I don't know why I'm here.
There's probably ingredients in the woods.
There's probably ingredients. Getting a look at things and grabbing whatever ingredients or whatever catches his eye, I suppose.
Okay, make an intelligence check.
Hooray! Oh, no, wrong die. I guess that puts it at a 17. Not the best roll, but... Oh, wait, intelligence?
Yeah.
I guess that puts it at an 18.
Okay, you find some basic stuff. The forest here and the ecology up in the arcs are fairly similar, so it's nothing to super write home about, but you find some okay stuff. And also, make a move silently check.
Is that
you're automatically hit because you're invisible, but that is dexterity, yes. You get a +2 because you're a fox folk. Actually, no, you just get the ability to do it, so.
Yeah, that would put him to 23.
Okay. 23. You also attract no attention of shadow corruption or other creatures. Congratulations. All right. You all make it back in. Jenkins finishes the teleportation circle a little later in the day. And then, I guess, teleports you all back to the brewery. Although, he's never been to the brewery, I don't think.
Well, he can teleport us to wherever he, like, knows. Or wait,
you guys can also just hike on back through
the Jinkies. Yeah. Or he can teleport us to his old apartment or something.
All right. You teleport into an apartment that clearly has not been used for a long time. Not particularly dusty, though, because there's not a lot of people here. It's probably a little bit dusty. But, all right. Jenkins, as you leave, carefully replaces the Department of Investigations tape that is over the door. That presumably is part of the reason people have not moved in.
Sure. Jesse will be like, oh, yeah, it's like a really cool, that's definitely like a super cool painting. He was like really hot. Congratulations.
Thank you, I think. Yes, thank you. Not used to people being so forthright, but he was smoking hot, it's true.
Really? Like, why wouldn't people say that he was, like, really hot?
Oh, people would say it in the abstract. They often wouldn't say it to me, at least after he passed.
Oh, that's weird.
I think I agree. You're a refreshing person, Jess.
Oh, thanks. That's, like, really nice of you to say. I feel like people just sort of are like, what the fuck is going on with that person? Most of the time, but thanks.
You're quite welcome. All right. And you all head on back to the brewery where one Professor Jenkins starts building a second teleportation circle.
Cool.
In some side room, I guess. All right.
Sweet.
you successfully set up your backup to get to second base. And yeah, Grix and Waldroa. Were you thinking of doing anything in particular while you're up here to help prep?
Mainly, I was just going to stick with Grix.
I think what we'll do is we'll go to the other council folk and talk to them about their one-on-one, about their opinions.
Okay.
And I'll just stand there and loom.
You might have input.
I might have input, mostly I'll just stand and loom.
So it's just the council that we have to convince, right? Or we're putting it up to a whole vote? I didn't really quite remember.
You're putting it up to a whole vote. Basically, you convince the interior council, but the population at large has to agree.
Okay.
Via their representatives, because this is a dangerous plan. And they could theoretically vote, let's figure something else out. No one's proposed another option. That's good.
Yeah.
Besides maybe the whole water landing thing. But yeah, it's like basically they have to lay out the options that you all talked about as just the high level council people. And
okay, then is it worth it to talk to them?
Like, is it to figure out some of their plans and stuff? Okay. You don't have to convince them.
Okay.
Pretty much everyone's on board. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's really only two options.
Yeah.
Well, the third option is no action at all, which
right
is how we got into this mess in the first place.
Just a bunch of people are planning on jumping at the last second and seeing if that saves them.
It's gonna go great. Or, you know, putting off the scary thing for later. Mm-hmm. Clearly that will work.
Always.
Yeah, run down your supplies first. It's great.
All right, yeah, then yeah, we'll go around to the four folks.
Okay.
I want to talk to the Overseer of Urban Development, Rachel Rosentius, first.
Hell yeah.
I don't think I've actually talked to her, really. I mean, other not than much. Like off screen or...
Yeah, like you've certainly talked to her as a character, but not really in game.
On camera.
Yeah. All right. You go and find Rosentia. I scroll desperately, try to find my stupid notes. I remember how I described her. I'm just annoyed I can't find your, like, character page. But that's okay. Take that meticulous fucking folder system for all the good you did me. All right. So you go and you find Rosentia in her office. Hey, Grix, how's it going? How can I help?
Hey, how's it going? Good. Here. Yeah, I was just coming to check in on people and see how they're feeling about the vote and the plans.
Yeah. Quick reminder, or just for people that haven't met Rosentia before, and because we go through a morass of people who never get physical descriptions because I'm me and forget. Rosentia is a quarter elf, but half elf, by the way, the rules tend to work, and big class president energy. Just, yeah, so... Very chipper and ready to help you out. And really excited about urban development as general rule. But
yeah, that covers a lot. Class president energy.
Yeah. But yeah, feeling good. Feeling a little nervous. We aren't really designed to take a landing. But, you know, it seems like, oh, we have a pilot. So that was a very welcome, pleasant surprise.
Yeah. What are your concerns? Anything else that we should do or focus on? To protect us during the landing from your vantage point?
Well, we should probably get everyone, you know, find your shelter in place area sort of thing.
Right.
At least for especially the actual landing. We should have some coordinated way of announcing, you know, T-minus 5 minutes until we hit the ground at a hopeful
speed. Yeah, don't just surprise them.
Yeah. Or, you know, don't leave them in suspense for, I imagine this process will probably take a couple hours.
Oh, what if they were suspended, though?
Bungee cords.
Or, some kind of floaty potion.
That's an idea. Cunning plan?
Better than the jumping at the last moment.
Yeah.
The Mythbusters never tested a floaty potion.
Yeah, they could all, like, literally just jump and feather fall.
Uh-huh, exactly. There we go.
I wonder how feather fall interacts with inertia. Like, if the mountain's accelerating and you're inside of it and you use feather fall for a long period of time.
Well, the mountain would fall faster than you, so eventually you'd just be stuck on the ceiling.
Yeah, that's my thought. My question is, when it actually hits and that ceiling, you know, suddenly stops and the other thing, like, shoves you forward.
Splat.
I mean...
Yeah, but if the movement forward is a falling movement...
Yeah. But is it still? Because you're pushed a little? I don't know.
It depends on whether or not you're being pushed harder than your... than your fall.
Yeah, I guess it's more, does the push injure you enough? Because I think you would still fall at a safe rate back to the floor, but that could theoretically be a lot of momentum hitting directly into your back.
Hey, Rachel, I'm real sorry to cut this short. I know I came in to visit you, but I gotta go get a big barrel and test something out.
Okay.
No, I'm teasing.
Okay. I like the idea, since several characters weren't here, that Rick's just spaced out for like 30 seconds. Thinking of this cunning plan.
See him counting on his fingers briefly.
Yeah. But yeah, shelter in place, you know, way to communicate where we are in the process very loudly. I heard a rumor some people were thinking about like a self-defense class kind of thing for people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess one of the big things would be, well, I'm working with Robert on this already, but moving supplies, so depending on the structural integrity of the arcs or lack thereof, mm-hmm. we don't get cut off from mm-hmm. important supplies if tunnels collapse.
Yeah. I'm sure that's known which tunnels are a little more sturdy. I'm sure that there's a lot that are just fine for day-to-day use, but if in big stress like this, they'll...
We're going to keep people out of, especially the larger transport passages. Smaller ones, denser stone, more stone around them. Probably a little bit better. But yeah, we're going to try to get everyone in their homes, in the big caverns, have some wizards on hand to try to stop anything that breaks off from the ceiling and accelerates very fast towards the floor. How confident are you in the pilot?
Ready? Out of game, I don't remember exactly what our plan for the piloting is. Am I piloting?
I believe you're guiding.
So Grix is going to cast Locate Humanoid someone who is at the location.
Yes.
And guide the pilot in the direction of that. Because that's the main thing, is like it's directional.
Yeah.
And distance.
And Alvin's having a hard time of it, but Jones will be there assisting.
Mm-hmm.
As well, Jones, as anyone else, if you want to get fused with a crystal forever, this is your chance. The takers? All right. But yeah, I think Aaron was about to say Jones was the crystal creature you met in the research facility. It was definitely fine and not full of broken bits of souls that were attempted to be rescued in various states of sanity. Mm-hmm. There will be no consequences.
Why would you even say that?
Who could say? Obvious answer is me. Why would I answer? But all right. So reasonably confident. That's good. I'm a little nervous about the whole thing, but it's what we got to do. So we'll figure it out.
That's the spirit. Anything I can do to like help you?
I mean, you've been going around talking to people, kind of getting general populace on board, and that's really the big thing. It's making people not panic. And, you know, I'm trying to do like the, well, you're also doing the soft side of that, but you're doing like the mental convincing. I'm doing the, hey, look, there's signs and everything's in place and look at what the good plan there is. Behold my binder of slates of plans. And so I think between those, it's going to go okay. I mean, I'm guessing you're going to be out there when we land, or no, you're going to be navigating. I guess, well, your friends are going to be out there when we're landing, right?
Probably. Yeah, they'll probably go secure the area.
Okay. Well,
that's something good. Like that.
That's the thing I'm
most nervous about. Or the spread out thing. Yeah.
Is the gap with the shield. But...
Oh, like at the ground?
Well, just turning it off to actually land.
Oh, right. Sure.
That's just a gap. And, well, the corruption's really good at logistics and planning. So
yeah,
I'm a little worried you're going to see this one coming. And I kind of figure it's, to be blunt, not a... If people defending the arcs on the outside are going to die, but how many? Which is not a good feeling.
Sure. Yeah, fair.
Sorry to bring down the room.
No, I get it. I getcha.
Yeah. How are you feeling about everything?
Oh, overall pretty good. I mean, it's a lot of weight, a lot of heavy thoughts, a lot of danger, risk, but feeling okay. It's like it's the best option. I think we've done some good groundwork.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, okay. I guess let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Hey, do you know if any of the other council members are feeling bad or funny about this? That I should go talk to specifically, like focus on.
You might want to talk to... You could potentially talk to Dr. Baker, and you might want to talk to our guardian commander, who's on the permanent leadership, not the advisory council. But Katarina Mulberry Farmer. So... Just because she's going to be in charge of a lot of the ground defense. And so maybe you could throw things past her and get a feel for her plan. And I think Dr. Baker's just concerned about all of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's, okay. That sounds good. All right, come on, Weldra. We'll go, we'll talk to Mulberry Farmer first.
Okay.
No.
Let's go.
Yes, protection. Yes, Mulberry Farmer.
Guardian Commander. Yes. All right. You go and you find Guardian Commander Katarina Mulberry Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Tall woman, red hair, hell of a scar. It is, in Where? Fact, the mandatory cool eye scar that goes from the brow to the cheek.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
As well as a lot of other scars that she is not making any attempt to hide. Those bare arms are also muscled as hell, too. Yeah, so she just human and just looks at you and goes, Grix, you come to second guess all the tactical plans, too?
What? No, I've come to reassure you that everything's good.
Wonderful. Come on in.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. No, we just came to see what you're, how you're feeling and what we can do to reassure you that this is the best option and fill any gaps.
Can you get me another couple 300 to 500 trained people who've been doing guardian work for like 2+ years and know what they're doing?
Yes.
I know you're joking, but now I want to know how you think you can do that.
I'm going to set up a an illusionary training workshop that'll basically like exactly simulate the situation we're going to be in, and my dear friend here Weldroa is going to lead the rookies through their paces.
I salute
by being like a weird not corrupted smoke monster, but a weird blob creature that simulates the intensity of the smoke monster's attacks. And we're gonna do that in the next couple weeks, and they're gonna do it 24 hours a day. It's gonna be real intensive.
I can't tell if that's a good idea or a terrible one, so I suppose it's worth trying. Maybe not the 24 hours part. I assume you need to sleep, Aldra.
Yes, we do sleep. Not very much.
You enter a trance for 4 hours because you're a fucking old school D&D elf. Well, I mean, we can certainly try that. Get some of the people who have enthusiastically signed up to know which end of the spear to hold and not freak out quite so bad. Hopefully. That's actually surprisingly helpful. I've mostly just been hearing lots of justified complaining about we don't have enough people and is this actually going to work? And I'm scared. It's all valid, but I can't do anything about it, so.
Yeah, no, I get you. Sure. I think that's a good start. The trainings and the simulated run-throughs. We could even do some like drills. Ooh, we should do an all hands drill. A couple of them at least.
All hands, including the civilian population?
Yeah, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good. Can see who freaks out during the drills from the volunteers and move them off to inside.
Exactly. Okay. Well, Drew, what do you think we need for this? I think we get some illusionists who make like fake smoke monsters and
mm-hmm. And we need lots of volunteers because, you know, otherwise what are we doing this for?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of just regular people with a sign around their neck that says smoke monster.
that would maybe work. Are we planning on having our volunteers fight off smoke monsters, or are they just getting used to the fact that smoke monsters exist?
Both.
Okay, then they need to bring shovels and rakes and hoes and whatever they use on a daily basis that might inflict some form of damage.
Uh-huh. I mean, I was planning on giving most of them actual weapons, but...
Well, okay, but, you know... people are going to need to know how to use this stuff even if they're not trained.
Uh-huh.
With actual weapons.
I was talking about training militias going on the outside. If you're talking about people on the inside, then yeah, they need to just use whatever, and that's.
Oh, we should do everyone. Yeah,
we should everyone. Parts. Everyone should have to do this. Everybody who's going to fight in the militias should be volunteers, unless you know, like nobody wants to fight in the militia. And then, unfortunately, we're probably going to have to institute a draft. But I don't think that will be a problem.
I can assure you, it's not going to be a problem, based on the number of people I get interrupting my day too. Say they want to help, which is very heartwarming, but there was one time it happened every 5 minutes for 2 hours, and that wasn't great. Anyway, yes, simulations with illusionists. That's a good idea. I imagine, Grixie, got the connections to make that work.
Well, I mean, I've never really, associated with other illusionists, per se.
We should go ahead and get some other wizards, and we can shoot magic missiles overhead so that they at least get the feeling of
live fire exercise.
Live fire exercises, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially since we're probably going to have wizards doing their wizard things.
Yeah, I heard rumors about the corruption occasionally using magic these days, which were terrifying. You two observed that?
Did we encounter that?
At least once.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought I remembered that it was happening, but I don't remember if we actually encountered it ourselves.
I don't know that we've encountered that ourselves.
When you were on that seaside fort, when you were trying to check out that city, you encountered a corruption that used magic.
Oh,
we did. When they were doing the weird stuff with unloading the boats.
I think that was our broad 90s comedy episode, dear listener.
Yeah, the one where several corruption got either thwacked or magic missiled in the crotch.
Yeah. But yeah, so you've seen it, which flew in the face of what you knew about the way the corruption worked, but wasn't. They weren't doing anything big, but even being able to do that's still more than they've been able to do previously. All right, well, the magic will help prep for that too, which, yeah, that's going to be a fucking shit show, depending on what they can actually do, but we'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's set this up. I like it.
Very good.
I'll go post flyers calling for volunteers to be the the antagonists, and can you set up the the whole arcs drill part, like when and making sure it gets communicated?
That I can do.
Cool. I think the first one should be scheduled, and then we should say that the second one will happen randomly in a set period of time. And then I think that we pull a third one on him as a surprise. What do you think?
Well, the thing that I'll say, just metatextually, is that the actual landing will not be a surprise.
That's true.
Well, we hope it won't be a surprise. I mean, what if Ian rolls and suddenly we're just falling out of the sky? I mean, you know.
I feel like you just gave them an idea, and I don't like that. Please don't do that.
I'll meta allay this right now. I will not do that because that would be letting one roll undo months of player effort, which seems shitty.
That's
yeah. And well, that's not the kind of
spin it as like we've done the effort there's something weird. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, like if there was some vast compelling reason, but at least as far as the scheduled descent part, whether it stays smooth is a different story, but you'll know when you start.
Okay.
Yeah. Spoilers, no one's going to figure out how to knock out the engines of the arcs in the next several weeks. But yeah, okay, so Katarina calls over a lieutenant and gets them on scheduling, and they will probably schedule the third one, because, or probably schedule the start of the third one, where people are supposed to be on guard, and then the actual quote-unquote attack will be unscheduled, if that makes sense. So,
sure. Right,
people used to standing watch.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah. I like that.
Okay, cool. So, you've done that. You could talk to Dr. Baker real quick if you want to, or we could save it for next time.
Next time would probably be
next
good.
Time sounds okay. Good to me.
Yeah, I've gotten out.
Yeah. All right. So now that you've made a plan for fun drills for everyone, real community bonding experience, that is where we will pick up next time.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay!
Primary attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I want to talk to Overseer of that was a lot of vowels there that didn't go anywhere. Apologies to whoever edits this episode. Our neighbor's children are apparently doing the Xena noise or something approximating it.
Amazing.
At least they aren't throwing chakrams that you know of.
I know of.